Time Travel. Ship Ahoy. Story by Nicholas Brash. Illustrated by Russell Tate. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Time Machine. Georgia and Charlie had a time machine. It was inside a tree trunk at the bottom of their garden. Georgia and Charlie's last adventure took them back to the time of the dinosaurs. Now Georgia wanted another adventure. Charlie was a bit afraid, but he still followed Georgia inside the tree trunk. As soon as they were inside the tree trunk, Georgia pressed a green button. The tree started spinning around and around. Georgia and Charlie held on to each other.
"I can't wait to see where the time machine takes us this time," Georgia said.
Chapter 2. The Ship in the Port. When the tree stopped spinning, the trunk opened up and the children stepped out. They saw a crowd standing by some water.
"Let's see where we are," said Georgia.
"I think I'll stay here," said Charlie.
"Okay,"
snapped Georgia as she started walking away. Before long, Charlie ran after his sister. Georgia and Charlie walked over to the crowd. The crowd was standing on a dock, looking at a big passenger ship. The ship was about to set sail. Chapter 3. The Boy. Suddenly, the crowd turned to Georgia and Charlie.
"Look at their clothes.
Look at their hair.
They look funny."
From the way the people were talking, it was clear to Georgia and Charlie that they were in England.
"Where are you from?"
a boy asked.
"We're from a different time and place," said Georgia.
"Amazing,"
said the boy.
"I'm going to a different place too. Where are you going?"
Charlie asked.
"To America,"
said the boy.
"I'm about to get on this ship. My aunt is taking me for my birthday."
Georgia looked at the ship in horror. Then she looked at the boy. He looked a little bit like Charlie. She could not let him get on the ship. Georgia grabbed the boy's hand and pulled him away. The boy tried to get away, but Georgia would not let go. Chapter 4. Holding the Boy. Georgia got Charlie to help her, so there was no way the boy could get away. The boy screamed and screamed, but they held on to him.
"I hate you,"
the boy shouted at Georgia and Charlie. Georgia was about to tell the boy why she was holding him. Then she saw the tree trunk start to spin. It was time to go.
"One day you'll thank us," Georgia told the boy.
"Never,"
the boy screamed. Then the boy saw his aunt on the ship, looking for him. He ran to the dock, but it was too late. He looked very sad as the ship sailed away. When they were back inside the time machine, Georgia told Charlie everything. Chapter 5.
The News of the Day. 16 April 1912. The world's biggest passenger ship hit an iceberg yesterday. More than 1,500 people died when the ship sank. The ship was on its way from England to America.